Welcome to the Weekly Wind Down. On this week's episode, we're talking to single parents of daughters. We have some great guests, great topics, and great conversation ahead. So grab your notebooks, your tablets, and definitely don't forget to grab your glass of wine and watch, learn, and join in on our discussion on this week's episode of the Weekly Wind Down. The Weekly Wind Down. I'm your host, Monique J. And as I said, today's episode, we're going to be talking to single parents of daughters. And I have a very lovely and special guest with me today. Her name is Keisha Hunter, also known as Mocha Soulfly. Miss Keisha is a host, a producer, singer, and rapper. But her most important role, which brings her on the show with us today, is she is a single parent to a 14-year-old daughter named Alexa.
Yes.
Keisha, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being willing to join me today. I know we discussed and talked a little bit about this, but I know this topic for me, as a single parent to a daughter, is something that I wanted to address on the show, just because I think there's conversation to be had. We see shows and there are a lot of conversation about them, but a lot of times it's not candid. People aren't giving their real opinions, but as I said, with this show, this is real women, real talk, and real growth. So I wanted to address this subject from as real of a position as we can, ask you a few questions. Hopefully it can help some of our guests out there today. So I definitely want to make sure that you get your notebooks and that you write down the questions that we're asking. Ask yourself those questions, and hopefully we can bring growth into your life as well as ours.
Absolutely.
So first, could you let me ask, would you rather be called a single parent or say that you're just parenting alone?
I think either one of those descriptions is fine. You know, to me, it pretty much means the same thing. I mean, I'm not real big on labels, but, you know, whenever you're talking to someone or even if I'm introducing myself to someone, you know, and the conversation of family comes up, I would likely say, you know, I'm a single parent, and I have been, you know, since she was born. You know, I mean, now there was a time period where I had a partner for, you know, almost 9 years. So at that point, I would not have considered myself a single parent necessarily.
And I ask that question because I've watched other shows, I've heard other discussions, and they say that some people don't want to be called a single parent just because it means that there's no one there to help you. Or it could mean single, but you're not married. And so just saying, hey, I'm parenting alone means that right now I'm not in a relationship and I'm parenting alone. I don't understand why it's the big hoot about saying single parent or just parenting alone, but I did want to ask before I continue on with my questions.
Okay.
So that being said, I want to ask, this is the one I know that I kind of battle with personally, and that is, do you feel guilty for choosing the person that you chose to father your child?
Absolutely not. And the reason why is because, you know, Alexa wouldn't be who she is had she, you know, I not been her mother and, you know, the person the other person who made her, if it was someone else, she wouldn't be who she is, you know, at the end of the day. So I don't regret, you know, I always like to say that I got both blessed and screwed at the same time. You know, and you know, it's his loss that he'll never, you know that blessing, you know, or that he chooses not to, you know that same blessing that I get to experience.
Okay, so that was going to be my next question. Is the father around? Sometimes, some instances, people are single parents because the other parent is deceased. So I was going to ask that. Is he around?
No, it's an unfortunate situation. He's not around, has had several opportunities to be around. And at one point, you know, I was just, and I've never really asked him for anything, you know, but at one point I was like, okay, well, when Alexa was 10 and I was like, okay, well, this is enough time, has passed at this point. I know he's not going to do right on his own. So I went ahead and filed child support, which I wasn't, I already knew I wasn't going to get anything by doing that. I did it to kind of force or press the issue of him being, you know, meeting her, being in her life. Like, he's literally never met her before. They've talked a few times over the phone, as you know, when she was a lot younger, but never met. So I did that to press the issue, and he sent us through this whole thing of going to get tested. So I had to take her up there and get her cheek swab, which pissed me off to know, you know, all of it was just completely annoying. And he declined rights to, you know, visiting rights.
Oh, wow.
You know, so it's not my fault. It's not her fault that he is who he is. You know, I'll never understand a man like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's neither one of our faults. That's nothing that we can help. So, yeah, he's never been around.
And I asked a question about the guilt, because, as I said, I kind of battle with that within myself a lot of times. But it's funny your answer to that, because me and my daughter have this conversation a lot, and she's just like, you know, because reality is DNA is DNA.
Yes.
And as much as we raise them alone, and we would want to help, hope that they're watching us, they're seeing us, they're going to be just like us.
Mm-hmm.
That I've learned is a fairy tale. And DNA and genes are some powerful things. So
right.
Some of the traits that her dad has that we laugh about that are funny, and she'll always say, well, you know, maybe if y'all would have had another daddy. And then I say, but if you would have had another daddy, you wouldn't be you.
That's right.
You know, so we wouldn't be having this conversation because we wouldn't be dealing with any of the issues. And so, and I wouldn't trade you for the world.
That's right.
So I'm going to deal with those quirks. I knew who I was dating when I was dating them. And so I know the whole concept of science. And so right. We don't just deal and keep on being a good example. But it's funny that, you know, that you say that, because mm-hmm. we always laugh and we talk about the fact that, you know, hey, you wouldn't be who you are.
That's right.
If your dad wasn't your dad. Now, on what you said about the choice of them not being around, it, we don't understand a person like that. I don't either. But what we do know is we can't control anybody else, you know, but ourselves.
Correct.
Our goal is to just make sure that we are as good of an example as we can be.
Right.
To our children, especially for us, for our daughters.
Right.
Hopefully be as good of an example, and in doing that, you know, moving forward, maybe, you know, when the time comes for them to be choosing,
right,
maybe, or choosing someone to father their child, you know, they'll use their experiences to help aid in that decision.
Absolutely.
Which leads into my next question.
Okay.
Do you think or has any childhood experiences that you've had, you think, played a role in you becoming a single parent?
I honestly, I can't say necessarily that that is the case, just because the situation, you know, that made Alexa, we were dating, but we weren't in like a serious relationship, you know, and it was one of those situations where, you know, I could have been a whole lot wiser and smarter with the choice that I made to, you know, have unprotected sex. Mm-hmm. And same on his part, you know, it takes two to make a child. So I could have been a lot wiser in that decision, but I don't think anything that I necessarily went through in childhood caused me to make that particular choice, you know. But you know, again, it's just one of those situations. I don't regret it. I'm very, very grateful, you know, in being a single parent that I had, like, my father, who wasn't, you know, always the best father, but before he died, he lived with us. So I was very grateful. He helped me tremendously, and I was grateful that she, you know, that example in the home. Of, you know, what a man looks like, a man that takes care of his family. And, you know, and I have some other very strong men, you know, in my family. So I'm very grateful, you know, for that.
I was going to say that, and it does, having a village is imperative mm-hmm. when you are a single parent. I asked a question about childhood experiences. And what I like to do with this show is to make sure that as candid as I'm asking my guests to be, mm-hmm. I do the same. And for me, the childhood thing came up because I am a child of a single parent. Mm-hmm. I'm a child of a single parent who I have not physically laid eyes on my dad since I was 5 years old.
Okay.
And as I always say, I'm knocking on 50. Knock, I ain't there yet. I'm knocking. And so I think that growing up with a single mother, mm-hmm. watching the fact that it can be done, I've went to college, I've graduated, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm taking care of, you know, my child at this point on my own. I think that seeing that made me see that it's possible. Mm-hmm. And I didn't at all or immediately think that it was necessary to keep the dad around. Mine's is a little different, you know, in a sense we were dating, we made a conscious decision to get pregnant. But funny, me being how I am, the conscious decision was made to him saying, now don't make this decision based on us staying together. Just make it based on you want to be a dad.
Yeah.
But that goes back to, I know I'm thinking that because of my childhood. And yes. I know, because I'm saying now, different from my dad, I want you to at least make the decision and choose to say that you're going to be here. But right. I don't necessarily need you to be around.
Right.
So I really am honest, and I'm saying that I think watching and seeing my mother do it made me feel like, okay, yes, I want to learn from that, that I do want a dad who is going to be around. Mm-hmm. But he ain't necessarily got to be around in my house.
Right. We'd be around you.
Exactly. So, I, you know, it just made me think of that question and ask that question mm-hmm. because I'll be honest and say my childhood experience, I really do honestly feel it played a role mm-hmm. in me being okay with being a single parent. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't want to be one where he wasn't paying child support
right.
and doing all the things, you know. But what we're going to say, we're fashion daddies today. Donors.
That's a whole nother show.
Daddies or donors, however we want to talk. We're not going to bash them, but truth is truth.
Right.
And so, you know, unfortunately at this point, and most of the bulk of us, like my daughter's 16, now, you know, he hasn't been there financially. He's present. He's a call away. You know, he calls. He, you know, he tries. You know, I just don't think he tries hard enough. But, you know, who are we to judge what somebody else is or isn't supposed to do, you know?
Right.
So, speaking of judging, do you feel or think people judge you because you're a single parent?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure people do judge me for more than just even being a single parent. I mean, I see conversations all the time, you know, happening online, you know, silly, really silly people, in my opinion, like, you know, you're such and such age and, you know, you can't find, you know, a woman these days who ain't got, you know, one or two kids and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, you know, they never think about the flip side of that, you know, like, oh, okay, I guess these women had these babies by themselves.
Right.
You know, they created these children all on their own, you know. So, I mean, I'm sure I get judged all the time for different things, but, you know, I don't, I definitely don't consider that in the choices or the decisions, you know, that I make, you know, how other people feel about it, because why?
Right. And I, like I said, I bring that up just because I'm an entrepreneur and a single parent, and I do see, like, my daughter plays sports, she plays basketball, mm-hmm. and I can see how, you know, the games may be far away, or they may be, you know, close, or they may be in the middle of the day, and then they're kind of, the other parents and the people are looking at me, and they're looking, and you can tell that they're, first of all, trying to figure out where her dad is at, and secondly, mm-hmm. how can, I'm obviously the only parent she has, how right. can I be here in the middle of the day? How can I be here at every game? You know, because like when I was being brought up, I ran track, I played basketball, my mother wasn't able to be there. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, because she was at work and things like that. But I always say, because I did have that experience, and I said when I became a single parent, I wanted to put it in the position, or put myself in the position where my child wouldn't be at the games and I wasn't there. So
yeah.
That's how it happens. Don't judge. Just say, hey, don't judge me as
say,
a good
Say, how's
plan.
She doing
exactly,
that?
Exactly, exactly. Well, Keisha, again, I want to thank you so much for being so candid with me.
Absolutely.
Segment. On our next segment, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about being a single parent and dating, especially being a single parent to a daughter and dating. So make sure you grab your glass of wine or your drink of choice. I'm not going to make you drink wine. We're just choosing to wind down. And come back for the next segment of the week.